Cars today are built to last, but how they look is up to you, and that's where Maaco comes in. They specialize in cosmetic repairs. Let's say it's affordable paint jobs to fixing those annoying dents and dings. Whatever it is, Maaco has you covered. With more Americans keeping their cars longer, now's the time to protect your investment and keep it looking sharp for years. Get started. Visit your local Maaco today. Get the free estimate and see how easy it is to bring new life to your ride. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
L-E-T-E-N-E-Z. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
This is a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers Podcast.
For the Hidden Killers podcast, I'm Stacey Cole. Corey Richens back in the spotlight, a Utah mother of three who published a children's book about grief after her husband's death, has been ordered to stand trial on charges of murder, attempted murder, and other crimes in relation to his death. Let's go now to the hearing.
But at this time, I don't think he's ever been law enforcement, but that's true. And how did you know Mr. Gabler?
We have been colleagues for 30 years or so.
And by colleagues, do you share office space? Do you work together on cases just randomly? Or what do you mean by colleagues?
No, I have worked on the same cases that he has worked on. I would not say we've ever worked on cases together.
Okay. And he approached you and asked if you would be interested in working for Eric Richens' family, who was... dealing with trust issues, right?
With the Eric Richens Living Trust, yes.
Who's the trustee of the Eric Richens Living Trust?
Katie Richens Benson, his sister.
And so would she have been the individual basically responsible for paying you as the trustee?
Yes.
And did you meet with her?
I don't know that I ever met with her. We had phone conversations.
Okay. And did you have a contract of employment with her or with the trust?
An engagement letter, yes.
And what did they agree to pay you to help them?
My hourly rate and,
How much was that?
$325 an hour.
And I believe you said you worked for them up until the county attorney approached you, is that right?
That's right.
So how long a period of time did you work solely for the trust?
I don't remember when I first started working for them. In the summer. It was in the summer, I believe, of 22.
So a few months after Mr. Richens had passed.
Something like that. I can get that exact date for you, something like that. And then toward the fall of that year, they engaged in some litigation, and I was pretty much out of the picture at that point.
So maybe 5 or 6 months, do you think you worked for them?
Probably 4 or 5, yeah.
And do you remember a total how much they paid you during the time you were employed by them?
I think it was about $9,000.
And during that time, did they provide you with records to analyze?
I did have some records, yes.
And so these are being produced to you by Eric Richmond's family?
That's right.
And that would include these life insurance documents?
I did have some. Whether or not they're this, I honestly don't remember if it includes this one. I don't think it did. There were several New York life insurance policies that I reviewed.
Do you know how they obtained those records before they gave them to you? Are you aware? You may or may not have a copy.
I don't know.
What other records did the Richmond's family give you to analyze?
I had some of the CNE Masonry bank account records. I had some tax returns. I know I had some other things. I had some odds and ends. So nothing, and I do not know how they obtained them.
And then how did it come about that you switched from working from Eric's family to the prosecution team in this case?
Well, in my view, they are separate entities, separate cases, separate engagements, and I did not feel like I could work on both. And at that time, when I was engaged by Summit County, I had not had any contact, well, I shouldn't say any, I had really not had much, if any, contact since like the fall. I did have a Zoom call with their counsel where they just kind of wanted to see where I had left off, but the complaint that they filed doesn't include any of my work.
And the complaint that they filed is basically an effort to make sure that Corey does not get a single penny from Eric Richmond's trust, right? Is that your understanding of the litigation?
I actually don't know much about that litigation, and on purpose, I have tried to ignore it. I try to stay in my lane and in my box, and this is the box I'm in. And so I really don't know the status. I don't know what's been happening there. My overall understanding is they were trying to enforce the trust, the Eric Richmond's Living Trust and associated documents. That's a weird way to say that, but that's my understanding.
And when you were in their box, when you were in the box with the trust, mm-hmm. was it your understanding that Corey Richmond's was aware that a trust had been created before Eric passed?
I was under the impression of the opposite, that she did not know about the trust. And whether or not she knew or didn't know, I really do not know the answer to that question.
So you've not reviewed any police reports in this case that talked about interviews of Katie the morning of Eric's death?
I know that there were some that took place, but I have purposely not reviewed them.
So you don't have personal knowledge, one way or the other, about whether Corey knew this trust was in place before Eric died?
I cannot testify one way or another about that.
Okay. Did Todd Gabler ever give you any documents to analyze, or it all came from the attorneys of the trust?
I didn't get anything from the attorneys.
Where did you get the documents from the trust?
I believe I got everything from Katie.
From Katie, the sister?
I believe so.
Okay. All right. Are you still retained in any way by the trust?
No. I haven't engaged in conversation with them. I haven't responded to anything for the better part of a year.
Did you review new documents before you testified today that you did not review before the detention hearing?
Yes.
What are the new documents you reviewed before today?
We have more bank account statements. There are loan documents that I did not have before, and that includes the promissory notes. And I know that payment ledgers have been requested, and there's very little of that due to the nature of the loans. I searched and obtained many more deeds in South Carolina and in Utah, and the UCC filings of the personal property loans, the unsecured loans, the insurance documents. I'm sorry, I'm getting a little conversational, but at the detention hearing, it was early in the week, say a Tuesday, for example, and most of the documents, the financial documents that I reviewed, I had had for just a couple of days.
Okay.
Literally.
I want to talk about these properties that you've looked at as far as Ms. Richards. Mm-hmm. It appears from your testimony with the county attorney that you were looking at the debt that those properties put her in. Is that right?
Yes, and I did testify about that exact point at the detention hearing, because at that time, that's all I had access to were those recorded documents. So I could see the amount of the trust deed, and I did acknowledge that that does not necessarily represent what she owes on it, but what she encumbered. That's why I'm calling it an encumbrance.
So these charts that went up dealt with what she owed on the property to the best that you could determine looking at publicly available records, right?
Not necessarily. The timeline chart that has all the colors, I mean, that has a date, well, it has a point at which she no longer owned it. Her name is no longer on that.
Okay.
And so that represents that she no longer had that debt.
Successfully flipped that property, right?
Successfully would be a judgment call, and I've not been asked to give opinions.
Okay. All right, so let's talk about equity.
Okay.
When someone owns a home, you have what the home is worth when you buy it, but then you put money down on it, you pay money towards your mortgage, and at some point you build up something called equity in your house, right?
That's true.
And when you have a lot of equity in your house, you can go, like she did on their house in Willow Creek, right? And go and say to a banker, hey, I have this property that has about $600,000 worth of equity in it. Can I borrow $50,000? And what is the banker likely to say to that?
A banker is likely to look at a lot of factors, right? Go through some due diligence. Given a lot of different factors, probably going to say yes.
Right. Because equity has value.
That's true.
And it's part of your net worth.
That is true.
So when you're evaluating someone's net worth, you're looking at their debt for sure, but you're also looking at things they have that have value.
That's true.
Their jewelry, right?
That's true.
Their artwork.
Yes.
Their stocks and bonds.
Yes.
Their equity and property.
Yes.
You were not asked to make that evaluation by this county attorney's office, correct? Because I don't see that you did a net worth evaluation yet.
I have done some. There are some holes in it. There are some holes in it. So.
Okay. So you haven't today put on evidence of Ms. Richards' net worth?
No, and there are a lot of things that I don't know. Like, I'm aware that she has a tax liability, and I know that I can estimate a range, but I don't know how much that is, and that would factor into her net worth.
And I know you're an experienced accountant. You would never make a statement about someone's net worth if you knew you were missing critical documents to make that evaluation. Fair?
I would definitely put a footnote on that.
Okay. As far as the profits that Ms. Richards made when she flipped these houses, unless you have the settlement statement, the closing statement, all the records, it's not always possible to tell what her profit margin was, is it?
Well, profit margins, the answer is maybe yes, maybe no. Do you mind if I explain?
Go ahead.
Okay. For example, Ms. Richens has a schedule that she had submitted to some lenders that talked about the projects that she'd done. And she included in there is the acquisition price, the rehab budget, what it was sold for, and her profit. And I've gone through a few of those, and they're not accounted for correctly. The sales price does not reflect what her margin is. You asked me about margin, and the margin is not correct. Her profit is not correct on that. What I can tell you, the answer to your question, is I do have the settlement statements on a lot of those. And the settlement statements are prepared by the title company at closing. And so that'll go down the sales price and the deductions from that, like the property taxes that need to be paid, the encumbrances, like the first trustee, the second, if there are more, some other agreed upon amount that needs to be on one side of the ledger or another. And then we get to a net proceeds amount. And then I can go to her bank account statement and I can see those funds hit the bank account statement. The way she had borrowed money, not everybody who was involved, I use that term as not everyone who had participated financially in that project would have had a deed filed that would have them hit the settlement statement. So once the funds hit her bank account, then she also had to pay out some funds associated with that property.
So once she flipped a property, paid off everybody that helped her out to buy it or rehabbed it, whatever's left in her pocket after she pays everybody is her profit.
That's right.
And you can't say that, what that amount was on every one of these properties, can you?
Not every single one, but I can on many.
And if you, as I understand it, she was servicing some pretty major debt and servicing it, right? Sending those checks out.
That's correct.
Check after check after check, making payment to her lenders, right?
Yeah, they mostly were auto withdrawals, but yes.
And out of all those properties that you have with the pretty colors on your chart, how many of those got foreclosed on before she flipped them?
Before she flipped them? Well, she doesn't own any anymore.
So none is the answer, right?
None then.
So she successfully purchased the property, got what she needed to rehab it, flipped it, and it never went under on any of those properties, except for after she got arrested, before she was arrested.
And again, I'm gonna not use the word success because everyone's got a different version of what that term means. I think what you're trying to say is, did she end up selling them? Yes, she did.
Okay. All right. Did you ever interview any of Ms. Richmond's hard money investors?
Yes.
Did any of them, other than Greengrass, did any of them ever file suit against her for defaulting on their deal, as far as you know?
I do not know that.
Right. The joint account with Eric and Corey that they pay their bills out of and their kids' soccer fees and things like that, did you ever compare the deposits from Eric into that account versus deposits from Corey into that account?
I'm aware of how much was kind of coming and going.
And who put more money in that account?
Eric's paycheck was auto-deposited there, and that was more than Corey's. There were funds coming and going, and so, but they were for different purposes. So
disagree with me that Corey substantially deposited more in that account than Eric did in the joint account from her KRR account.
I don't know if I would agree with that or not, because there's a lot. There are a couple of instances where CNE, there is money coming from CNE. I will say that there are a lot of instances where there are, say, like there's a $5,000 payment from K. Richens Realty account, the 6577, into the joint account. But there are some instances where there's a lot of money coming from Eric's resources too.
Okay, now I want to back up just a little bit when you very first got on the stand and you were talking about the accounts, who had access or whose name they were in. So spouses have their own
decision about who does the money, who doesn't do the money. And you were not privy to that arrangement between Eric or Corey, were you?
No.
So you don't know if they sat down at dinner every night and looked at every one of their bank account together, do you?
I do not know that.
You do not know if Corey gave Eric the password to all their bank accounts and said, babe, it's shared money, look at whatever you want to look at. You don't know if that happened.
I do not know.
You don't know how often they talked about finances or what Eric knew or didn't know about Corey's business.
That's correct.
You do know that Eric invested in at least one property himself through his CNE account, the
Branson Lane.
Thank you.
I would not call it investing. I know that there were the CNE checks that went into the K. Richens Realty account.
Okay. Looks like they invested in the property. If you were just looking from the outside, fair?
I have other information that tells me that's not the case. That's why I have not included it in my testimony.
Okay. You also looked at the prenup agreement, and we all know what prenups or agreements are from TV, right? It's an agreement before you get married about how you're going to split stuff up if you get a divorce, right?
That's true.
Okay. And in the prenup that was signed when they got married, was the home contained in that prenup that you've reviewed? The home they lived in?
I don't recall. I'd be happy to look at it.
You take a second, please. It's exhibit number, it's docket 106.
I'm skimming this. I don't recall it's in here. Is that correct?
It's not.
Okay.
Thank you for checking. So if you don't have your home in a prenup, regardless of whose name is on the title, would you agree with me that as a spouse, you have an interest in your marital home?
Correct? Sure. Mm-hmm. That's...
Well, hold on. They're about to object and it calls for a legal conclusion.
Your Honor, if I can argue this because I
observe... He calls for a legal conclusion. Sustained.
Okay. Let me ask you this way. You testified earlier that Ms. Richens got a HELOC on that house. Is that right?
That's correct.
All right. And you don't know if... You're not a lawyer. You're not a divorce lawyer, certainly, right?
That's correct.
So you can't tell... I almost just called them the jury. Automatically. You can't tell the jury. You can't tell whether or not Ms. Richens had a lawful interest in that home that enabled her to put any type of lien on it or anything based on her marital interest, because you're not a divorce lawyer, right?
That's that legal conclusion.
Okay. So, and you also don't know if Eric knew about the HELOC or when he knew about it or what he did about it.
Objection calls for speculation.
Well, I think that's what she's establishing, but you can answer the question.
I am aware that there are indicators that he knew about it in October of 2020.
That's right, because he told it to the lawyer that he was seeing about maybe getting a divorce, right? So when he told the divorce lawyer, hey, she took out this money on my account, that was October of 2020, right?
So the indicators are that's when he learned about it.
Right. So a little less than 2 years before he passed away.
A year and a half, yeah.
Okay. And how many payments did you see Eric Richens make on that HELOC after October of 2020? In your review of every payment that was made up toward that HELOC, how many did Eric make out of his account?
Out of which account?
Out of his accounts.
The 6x7s, the CNE account?
Did he make any out of the CNE account?
No.
Did he ever sign a check for that you ever saw?
I don't think so.
And it was coming out of their joint account or out of the KRR account?
the realty account?
Mostly out of the 5244 account, which was Corey's account.
Okay, so she's paying it, the HELOC that she took on it?
Yes.
Okay. And he knew about it in October of 2020?
Right.
Okay. And they stayed together, obviously. If the home was not contained in the prenup, since you did work for the trust, is it not true that the trust is taking the position that the home gets poured into the trust upon death?
I don't know.
She's just asking what Ms. Carrington knows. Let's find out.
Thank you.
Do you know?
I don't know.
Okay.
To be clear, I think my knowledge on these issues is superior to that than anybody else in the room, and so I can keep it straight.
Well, yeah, and I appreciate that, John. I think the court in summary judgment motion 2 weeks ago ruled on this very issue.
I can give you chapter and verse on these if we need it.
Okay, thank you.
We can just keep it.
We'll try to
switch it. Which is my point, Your Honor.
We can keep it. We'll just keep it.
I want to talk about those life insurance policies that were on your chart. If you could look at that chart in front of you, those six policies.
It's not up, but that's fine.
Oh, I thought you had a binder. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I can come back up.
Thank you. It's exhibit number... Exhibit 69, yes, sir. Thank you, Your Honor. Now, of those policies on Exhibit 69, the very first policy is a mortgage policy.
That's correct.
Which just pays off the mortgage if you die.
It doesn't pay it off, it pays it down significantly.
Right, sorry, you said that, 70-some weird percent.
Some weird percent, yeah.
Okay, so that life insurance policy is made payable to the mortgage company.
And as far as I know, it was paid directly to them.
Okay. In your chart, it says it was paid to the trust. Do you see that? They were the beneficiary?
I say they were the beneficiary, but that was... No, that's not what I said, but it was paid toward the mortgage, is my understanding.
So, Corey, and when was that policy obtained?
15.
Okay. And do you even know Eric applied for that, right? Himself?
I do not know.
You don't know.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't recall.
Second policy. What's the second one?
On my chart is the $250,000 TruStitch from 17.
And that's 2017.
That's correct.
And do you know whether Eric, that is not one of the questionable signatures, right? You've agreed that's Eric's signature on that application.
Let's make it clear. I'm not making any determination out of signatures. That's not me.
Okay. So the report you read from the handwriting analyst didn't look at that signature of the TruStitch $250,000 policy, correct?
Actually, I don't know. He looked at, in his report, he lists a few dozen, exemplars. I don't know if that's one or not.
Okay. Do you know whether or not Eric Richens had to take a medical exam to get that life insurance policy?
I don't recall. I think I've got the documents for that, but I don't off the top of my head know.
So you can't say right now, as you sit here, whether Eric was involved in getting that policy or not. You just don't know.
I don't recall. There's both of those next two. There's the TruStitch and the auto owners. That was part of a group of policies where there's one on Ms. Richens, one on Mr. Richens, and somewhere along the line there's some on the kids too.
That auto insurance policy, that's the big one. That's $1 million,
the
right?
The auto owners. Mm-hmm.
And what is the date that insurance policy was applied for?
That's also in 2017.
So, help me with math, 5 years before he died.
That's right.
And that $1 million policy, there's no way they're going to insure somebody for $1 million if they don't have a medical exam. You think that's fair?
I think that's a fair statement, yes.
Okay. And then the next insurance policy was what day?
This is in April of 2018 with New York Life.
So that's 4 years before he passed.
That's right.
And do you know who applied for that?
I have the documents, but I don't recall. I'm sorry.
And do you know whether Mr. And how much was that one for?
$500,000.
And do you, again, that's a pricey, bless you, Your Honor. That's a pricey insurance policy. Again, I would imagine that would require a medical exam. Do you know if Eric submitted to one?
I know that he did on a policy. I've seen that. And I can't recall which one it or ones. I just don't recall those details.
So that really just leaves, and the policy that he had with his partner, the buy-sell policy, which partners do all the time, right?
That's correct. Yes.
That money goes to the partner. That doesn't go to the spouse.
That's right. They're set up specifically that way. Yes.
Right. So the only policy on there that was obtained within any short period of time before Eric died was the very last one for $100,000, right?
Right, and that's usually, typically in my experience, that's an amount that probably would not have required an exam.
Totally agree. And that policy is one of those ones that we all get in the mail if you belong to a credit union, where they send you a little flyer, you get it in your junk mail, and it says, hey, you want to up your insurance? No exam, just sign here and we'll add some more for free. Please do that. Is that what that is?
It is a brochure from the credit union, but what you've just described isn't—it's not contained in there. It was an offer of life insurance, though.
Made by the credit union,
yes,
to all their credit union members. Mm-hmm. It's just like a perk for being a credit union member.
It's a marketing brochure, yes.
Here's some pretty cheap insurance. Grab it if you want it, right?
That would be a fair statement, yes.
Okay. And that's the policy that was taken out, I guess, that was signed to become effective a few weeks before, or a month and a half before he passed.
A month, yeah.
Okay. And again, that's $100,000 out of a total insurance amount that had been obtained years before, exceeding $2 million.
That's
right?
Correct.
Were you ever asked to look at Eric's financial records and his company or his business? Anybody ever give those to you?
I do have his bank accounts. The bank accounts for their company, yes.
And the bank accounts that you talked about where... I'll strike that. Okay, court's indulgence, I think you spelled through your honor. Can I ask a quick question? Thank you, Ms. Carrington.
Mr. Farmer, is there any redirect within the scope of process?
Yes. Ms. Carrington, you were asked about a successful flip.
Yes.
If we're measuring success as an amount above and beyond all costs that go into purchasing, rehabbing, taxing, etc., the flip. That is a measure of successful flip. Were these purchases and subsequent sales successful?
If they were sold, if that's your measure of success, then they were sold, so that would be successful. There were several instances where the investors were not going to get their money out of that particular property, so their trustee, their investment was transferred to a different property where there was room for them to be repaid.
So some of these subsequent sales did not even meet the investment that went into it.
That's right.
So at the time of the defendant's death, March 4th, what was the summary of debt owed? You have
Yes. Three of the homes had recently, prior to Eric's death, had been sold for about $170,000 in net proceeds. And then Mrs. Richens had retained, I believe, five properties at that time. The HELOC was over its limit. It was at $252,000 on its balance. Her credit line at Penn Fed had been exceeded. Her credit line at America First was about maxed out. And she had ended the year in 2021 in the hole. I think in her 5244 account, she was in the hole $15,000, and in the 6577 account, she was in the hole $22,000. There just were no resources.
When you say there's no resources, so then she's unable to service all the debt she's acquired.
That's correct. And at that time, again, it's kind of mix and match to try and figure out how much debt load she had. She owed about $4 million on, the trustees associated with the property that she retained were about $4 million. So she probably owed a little bit less than that. And then the personal property loans, the accounts payable loans, I believe her balance at that time was about $500,000 and $600,000.
Somewhere then between $3 million and $4 million is her total debt load she has at the time of March 4th, 2020.
No, it would go the other direction. So she had roughly $4 million in real estate that she owed on, and then another $500,000 to $600,000 in those personal property loans. So $4.5 million, something like that.
You mentioned the HELOC in talking to defense counsel. You know, other than that one $50,000 payment on principal in October of 2020, were there any other payments that you're aware of that were substantially beyond just paying the interest?
No, they were pretty much the minimum payments for the rest of the life of the loan.
When did she stop drawing money on the loan?
Do you mind if I look at my notes? In October of 2021 is the last draw of $2,300 payable to Kay Richens Realty.
And why didn't she just take some more out of there?
Objection to speculation, Your Honor.
I think he's asking a financial question overruled.
The balance of that account, the limit was $250,000. And as of that time, the balance was $253,199.25, so there's no room to draw more.
Did these lenders that you're aware of analyze the defendant's net worth when she was taking out these loans? Accounts receivable?
It appears, yes, they did.
Okay. So how much did she have in artwork?
I don't recall any artwork listed.
Okay, how about jewelry?
I don't recall any jewelry listed either.
When you looked at the AFCU bank accounts, from which bank account were the payments made to the top insurance, 1 through 4.
Those are paid from the joint checking to 204.
Okay. And that's distinguished from the last one, the one made on February 4th, or entered into on February 4th, with apparently no notice to Eric. That was paid from which account?
From the 6577 account for K. Richards Realty.
I have nothing.
Ms. Nesbitt.
Nothing, Your Honor. Thank you.
Ms. Carrington, you can step down. Thank you. Okay. Mr. Bloodworth, what's the plan?
Your Honor, the state does not intend to call any more witnesses.
Does the state rest?
The state.
Okay. Ms. Lewis, Ms. Nestor, Mr. Ramos, is the defense going to be calling any witnesses?
No, Your Honor, we won't be.
It's late. There's a lot of information here and a lot of counts. I'm disinclined to cram that in today. What's a reasonable time to come back to tomorrow? Confirm that Ms. Richens wants to waive her right to testify and argue about the showing of probable cause.
Whatever time is.
You're allowed to have a preference.
Later the better.
Later the better.
Okay.
The better.
Do you want to do it in the afternoon?
How about 10 o'clock?
10 a.m. Mr. Bloodworth.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Very good. Mr. Ramos?
Yes, sir.
All right. Ms. Richens, we will retire for the evening. Court will be in recess until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. I wish you all the very best. Please listen to the deputy's instructions. We do this in an orderly manner. We'll be back on the record at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Thank you. Court's in recess.
This has been a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anna-Bay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anna-Bay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anna-Bay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anna-Bay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anna-Bay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.